brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A subject I want to cover at the bottom of the hour is television propaganda. Number one, it's completely illegal. The General Accounting Office found 6 years ago with Bush. Obama has radically expanded it, and now they just admit that there are pro-global warming tax messages, anti-Second Amendment messages, anti-family messages, anti-in-the-Fed messages, just pure propaganda. Every drama, every sitcom, almost every major television show that's on broadcast TV is government propaganda now. And I want to go over this because it's just incredible. Let's talk to Ian in Florida. Ian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I called you last Monday just to get the ball rolling, and later that night for the Al Gore protest here in Boca Raton, I joined about 14 meetup groups. And all in all, we had about 250 people there. I've got a great little mini report for you. We basically booed for 2 hours solid at an outdoor venue, and all of the major news reports that we got in, whether it be TV, radio, online blogs, basically were probably edited by the editors of the people who wrote the story, and they said that there was about 1,000 people inside, or 2,000 people, or 800 people. There was maybe 250 people inside and just about the same amount outside.
What you do is you videotape that, which I'm sure you did or somebody did. Then you show the local newscast how they lied. That's fair use. And then you put it on YouTube, and everywhere this happens, you show everyone the lies, and then the mainstream media further implodes. But look, super job. You still got all over TV, all over radio, all over the newspapers, and it was pointed out in the Boca Raton newspaper. In fact, I happen to have it right here in my stack. I'm trying to dig it out right now. It was admitted that there were at least 200 of you guys. It says Gore's presentation on climate change draws 800 as 200 protesters gather outside. And it points out that he is making money off of it. Then it says cap and trade. Don't be fooled. Al Gore will make billions. Read a sign carried by Alan Tudor, who drove in from Tampa to attend Saturday's protest. Gore's favorite green product, your money in his pocket, said another sign. And then it goes on to have Gore's people admit he's making money off of it. So, devastating job. I mean, you devastated them, sir.
This is the bold testament to all the people who think they're little people out there and can't stand up to big people. We got major news coverage.
But now you've got to carry the ball the next step. You've got to get together with the meetups. Don't overdo it. Don't overwork. Just get it out fast. And give it a provocative headline, media caught, lying for Al Gore, and then show how they said 2,000 inside or 800, depending on the report, and then show how you had more people than he did, and then say, busted! I mean, bust these people, man! Hit them hard!
We will do that.
Everybody can do what I've been doing. I can't do it all. You are absolutely kicking New World Order tail. Go ahead.
We will do that. We're going to be editing our We Are Change Florida video with some nice anti-global warming music, along with an article. We'll submit it to you guys. And thanks for putting us up there on one of the top articles.
You bet. Carry the ball even further. As I've done trying to support We Are Change, I need your support. If you want it, everybody who's confronting Al Gore, send me the video with a letter saying I can use it. We're going to put it in Fall of the Republic, too. How does that sound?
Thank you to everybody who came out and supported. We had Constitution Party there. We had the Oath Keepers there. We had Libertarians. We Are Change. And, of course, the 912ers. But they had a solid, goal to just put down cap and trade and nothing else. So it went well.
Well, stay there. I want to sit back, give you 2 or 3 minutes to give us a full report on what happened. What did the police do? See, when people have a G20 and 20,000 protesters show up in one spot, the police can attack you and shut you down. But when citizens start showing up everywhere, they can't stop the run. They can't stop us marching down the field, scoring points against the New World Order. You just made a major touchdown against the enemy. Let's line up and do it again.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The top European Union Parliament member from Italy gave an impassioned speech last week. We would play it, but it's in Italian. We have subtitles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gave a powerful speech pointing out that all three of the selected individuals who they were choosing to be the head of the European Union, all three were Bilderberg Group members. And they did choose a Bilderberg Group member on Friday. We wrote stories about that on our news websites. Chuck Norris is talking about the New World Order. Even Dick Morris constantly, when I hear him on radio or TV, is admitting we're going into world government. And Sean Hannity turns red on his own TV show when the Fox pundit admits the truth. I'm not saying Dick Morris is a good guy. Ron Paul's talking about the New World Order. More and more people are talking about it. And so now the social blind spot that has been implanted in people's psyche is being removed. It's now becoming socially kosher, socially acceptable. And you're not supposed to talk about politics or religion. America was all about politics and religion until 100 years ago when they said, oh, it's not polite. Shut up. Retreat into your houses. Don't get on the soapboxes anymore. Well, the people are learning how to get on the soapboxes. And the real fights are when 10, 20, 30, 40 people go out and confront politicians. I told you years ago that would grow into hundreds and then thousands and then into hundreds of thousands. Uncontrollable information coming out, even if they shut the web off, they're not going to be able to shut the people off. Look at the power of you, the listeners of this show, posting the Obama Joker posters worldwide from Japan to England, from Mexico to the United States, from Canada to Thailand. All over TV internationally, all over radio, all over newspapers. And it got even bigger when the newspapers said, arrest Mr. Jones, arrest whoever's putting these up. People said, well, wait a minute, they're pulling down these signs, but not garage sale signs and not pro-Obama signs. So it blew up in their face. They said, well, wait, you were allowed to do this with Bush. Why not with Obama? So, see, we make them show their hand of tyranny. We make them show us who they are. Now, Ian called in a week ago, and he said, coming up this weekend, Al Gore is going to be in Boca Raton, Florida. And you can go to his websites, Al Gore's websites, and find out where he's going to be next. And spontaneously, through the meetups, through We Are Change, it's We Are Change that is first going out to all the events. It's just a name. It's a spontaneous activism. What one 19-year-old man did 2.5 years ago, Luke Radowski, when he got kicked out of 9/11 Truth because he was going after the globalists, they wanted to control it in New York. And I said, Luke, we're going to support you. Don't drop out. Don't quit. And he said, never. I said, take action. Start an organization. Keep confronting the politicians. He wanted to have 9/11 Truth do that in New York. And I'm not saying they were bad in New York. They just wanted to stay on one mission. And now it's spread everywhere. And now there's Second Amendment groups. Now there's hundreds of other groups. The Sons of Liberty is forming. Call it whatever you want. It's the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. It's the People of Liberty. It's the Children of Liberty. It's rising. And so all over Florida TV and on national television and in scores of newspapers, they took over. 250 is what Ian is saying. I've seen photos and videos. It looks like over 200. I remember the event said it only had 300 tickets. So how is the media reporting? By the way, it says they wouldn't let the media in the event. How is the media reporting 2,000, 1,000, and 800? That's the different news articles I have. 2,000, 800, what? Which is it? So they didn't want it to be in the news that more people were outside against him than were inside for him. And everywhere he goes, this is now catching fire, like I told you 6 months ago with the Tea Parties. And I said, watch, they're going to try to co-opt him. And they've tried, but it's still not working. And notice these politicians now can't go anywhere. And they can't sell the public that, oh, you want cap and trade when everybody comes out and protests it. It's pointless to have one big demonstration in Washington. The media can ignore that. But they can't send in their operatives to shut down coverage in every town and every city yet. They don't have complete control. Your local reporters aren't all operatives. That's only at the top national level. They cannot stop you if you take action. They cannot stop you. I've learned with the state house and the city council and the county commissioners, when I choose to fight something myself locally, we defeat them every time. I just can't fight all of them. You can. You are the leaders. You have the power. We are a headless Leviathan because we have 10 million heads. We cannot be stopped if you realize you can't be stopped. Nothing can stop you if you take action. Ian in Florida, give us a full report from Florida. You called into the show. We posted a video on the Alex Jones channel. I appreciate all the kind emails I've gotten from the attendees. That really helped it get supercharged so there wouldn't just be 30 or 40. Next time Al Gore shows up, I think he's in Arizona next, isn't he? We need to pull up, find out where he's at, and then have 1,000 show up. Then it'll be 10,000, and then it's over for that slime bag. He's that easy to defeat. That liar would get up and say, I'm not making any money off this just 3 years ago. Now he has to admit it. He would say polar bears couldn't swim 3 years ago. Now he has to admit they can swim. He was saying the ice caps had completely melted 3 years ago. Now he has to admit they get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. Now he's having to admit 30,000 plus top scientists are saying it's all a fraud. Now they're talking about pulling it off the table like they did the different treaties for Europe, the Lisbon, and bringing it back. because they know our critical mass is building against them. They want to retire from the field, or at least they're putting out that signal. You got to watch them. When they start running, you intensify firepower. You rout the enemy. You drive them into their bases in the info war. You discredit them and smash them. Okay, Ian, go ahead from Florida. Give us a report.
Oh, well, great. Everything you're saying is so correct, and I have to give you and Luke and so many other great patriots props for the inspiration to ignite the fuel under so many other people. And, you know, we are the leaderless resistance, you know, exercising our freedoms. And basically, to give
we
you
are led
rundown,
by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But, yes, we are leaderless in that we don't have some central group running us. That the globalists always have fake patriots out saying we've got to centralize. We've got to go under someone's command. No, we're under the command of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. And basically, I initiated so much chatter on Monday night on the Internet that by Friday, some online newspapers started writing articles about an upcoming protest. So I got an email and a phone call Friday morning from the captain of the Boca Raton Police, Captain Mindick, and he basically just wanted to know exactly what we had planned, because I did say stuff online about confronting Gore with a video camera. So I explained to him everything that we do, why we do it, how it inspires people on the next stop that these criminals make. And he basically just wanted to inform us where we could stand and where we couldn't. We had a pretty huge, quote-unquote, free speech zone.
And again, let me stop you before I forget. 5 years ago, they would have just said no protest allowed, but they've lost so many suits because of people fighting back. The police are now behaving themselves a little bit better and not disgracing their uniforms. So that's good. Good that the police didn't try to set fire to the flag. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And we live in a bit of a bubble here, and it was one of those you know, nice developments that has all the classy, trendy restaurants with a big amphitheater at the end. So they gave us the whole park in the middle, the whole median. And they did line the streets, good 20, 30 cops right in front of us, a bunch of private security all around the grounds. And we booed so loud that we know every attendee in there had to listen very, very closely just to hear Al Gore.
The newspaper was inside. They said the TV was forced to turn their cameras off. The newspaper does report that you were drowning out even that swollen blood tick, Al Gore's disgusting voice.
And one quick thing I want to point out here, because this is the psychology that they do in this Orwellian doublespeak reality that we've come into living in here. Basically, I was really tuning my ears to hear what he was going to say about us. And it came toward the end after he made his points. He basically said, he started to ramble on. He goes, so not only is this a moral issue or an ethical obligation of our times, it is a spiritual, and hold on, Alex, let me explain this. It is a spiritual issue, and that's why those people outside are doing what they're doing. And I got it later that night. He was saying, we're the non-believers. Attack them.
Yes, he's saying, you're a heretic. You're a devil. You've got to be burned at the stake. And again, Al Gore didn't invent this religious angle. Look at the Newsweek headline, An Eco-Prophet Gets Real. The U.N. states in the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment that they're going to establish a world Gaia worship religion.
Yep, yep. And we know that's coming out in his new movie. He's going to be coming out with that. And obviously, you know, with no science, that's the only way they can go is get everybody, like you say, that's so much into the anti-establishment religions like the New Age type of movements, and just convert all of them over into this save the planet non you know, scientific argument where it's basically ideology covering up climatology. And we, you and I, Alex, and all of us out there, we're the true environmentalists. We understand who's really polluting the environment to create this illusion that we need this change. It's the very people funding this change. That
yes, it's a smokescreen to block out genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, all the rest of it, and make it all about taxing carbon. On the cover of Newsweek, it shows a green apple above his head, the thinking man's thinking man, Al Gore's new plan for the planet. That apple was grown and developed by its parent tree from carbon dioxide. See, it's all a sick joke in our face. Now, how were you hearing his speech? Was it on speakers?
Yeah, this is one of the only venues. I mean, he must have, he's a real expert because he kept going and going, and I mean, I doubt he could hear his own words. It was an outdoor amphitheater, so our voices literally echoed off the amphitheater. And
do you have the audio of him saying it's a new religion?
I hope we do. We're pulling everybody's audio. We're trying to edit everything up, but we're going to get it off to you throughout the week here, everything we have, all the pictures. And we'll do our best. If not, I will just quote it in an article.
Good. Listen, Ian, God bless you. Incredible job.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Big news blitz coming up in the next segment. Got a very special guest in the third hour today. Tell you about that a little bit later. Let's talk to Delilah in Ohio. Delilah, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I just wanted to mention very quickly the end of Fed rally coming up this weekend. And we're having, I wasn't sure if you were familiar with it or not, we're having Jim Trafficant as our guest in the Cleveland, Ohio end of Fed rally.
Beautiful.
So I'm really looking forward to that. There's going to be quite a few people attending the End the Fed rally, so I'm really excited about that. One other thing I wanted to share with you very quickly was this past Sunday, yesterday, just before 10 o'clock in the morning, I had the TV on and clicking the channels, and on CNN, just before 10 Eastern Standard Time, there was a clip where they were talking about Skull and Bones and the Bush family and involved with Geronimo Skull and the Secret Society at Yale.
Yeah, the great-great-grandson of Geronimo sued Prescott Bush when he was a college student, went and did a grave robbery as a Skull and Bones initiation. They robbed graves. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is like ABC News. And they admittedly have his skull, and the federal court said the elite can keep your skull. So the Bushes are allowed to steal body parts.
Sickening, isn't it?
Look, I mean, how about they dig up your great-granddaddy? I mean, it's just, they do whatever they want.
What was shocking was the fact that it was on CNN, which I call Controlled News Network.
But so, see, that's part of throwing it in your face. Look, we'll grave rob you if we want. We own you.
Well,
so CNN reported that, huh?
Yes, it was like
Listen,
five...
10 years ago, I would get on talk radio and talk about Skull and Bones and have national radio say I was insane and it didn't exist.
Well, just wanted to say that keep up the good work, passing out DVDs at the End of Fed rally and telling everybody I can about Fall of the Republic. Awesome documentary. It just really makes people understand that the Federal Reserve is the enemy and they're the ones causing all the problems in the economy in the first place. So it's just, I just have to tell everybody out there to watch it. It is just mind-blowing. It's very simplistic. You don't have to have a PhD.
But it's evil. We can't show it in movie theaters because it's terrorist. Oh, Delilah, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Steven in Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, good afternoon, fellow terrorist conspirator. You know, Alex, I told Jason months ago that we really need to start calling you guys Al-Qaeda Jones and Jason Bin Laden, you know, according to the media. That's the way you guys should be referred to. And, you know, I'm being sarcastic because I'm totally on board.
Yeah, how dare us not want the government running everything. We're evil.
Right. I had three quick points I wanted to make. First of all, you had a lady calling your show yesterday talking about a friend or relatives of hers, something about childbirth and C-sections and all that. And as a father of seven kids, I just want to put advice out there to people in this area of childbirth. Avoid hospitals. Hospitals are for sick people, and pregnant women aren't sick. Hire a good midwife and have a home birth. That's
well,
the only way to go.
Well, hospitals, doctors will tell you, are just full of bad bugs, viruses, bacteria, and they're full of the worst drug-resistant stuff that can't make it out of the hospital, but that lives in the hospital, lives in the vents, lives in the rooms. And I don't know how many people, I've known so many people who were healthy, who go in for a hernia operation, or go in for a nail through their foot, or go in for a nasal surgery, who just don't come out from the infection that kills them. Good to hear from you, Steve. Jason in Canada, you're on the air.
Good day, sir. It's an honor.
Hey, buddy.
Reason for my call, basically I see a lot of this stuff from up here, so I have this vantage point of what's going to happen in Canada after seeing everything that's happening in the United States. I hear things on our news, like our Prime Minister Stephen Harper says things like, after the economic downfall, Canada is going to be stronger and have a greater foot presence in the world. Now, after watching Fall of the Republic, there was the point between brands where you have Coke, Pepsi, Burger King, and McDonald's. It got me to thinking, is it possible that Canada might be used as a second brand? Because, I mean, we haven't had terrorist events up here, although they've tried to perpetuate them within the news.
Canada's run by the exact same system. Everything that happens to you is going to happen to us and vice versa. It's the same management group running it all.
Oh, and I totally believe that. I guess what
China is going to be the new model, as Obama has said, talking down America. Anything else from Canada there, Jason?
Do you believe anything's going to happen at the Olympics? I mean, like I said, nothing's happened up here. And
no, they've announced martial law for the Olympics. Just any excuse to train you that troops are going to be on the street. I don't know if the globalists are going to stage an event. We'll be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
We've got Damon Bickers, a top market pundit who's openly coming out and stating that world government is taking over the planet and the end of the dollar. He's on with us coming up in the next hour. Look forward to that. He's an analyst on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, BNN Canada, Japan Public Television, and Today Show. And we look forward to having him on with us next hour. I thought I'd play this clip now just to give you a little taste of what we're going to be getting into. This is Damon Bickers last week on CNBC. And more pundits are coming out and saying what he and others are saying. So it's becoming mainstream that we're going into a global government. Here it is.
We're back with Damon Bickers, Chief Investment Officer, Nine Points Capital Partners, staying with us live out of Seattle, Washington. Damon, you guys are a hedge fund, and what you guys basically do is you try and catch breaks either to the up or downside. Apparently with oil, also with gold, you've done the timing pretty right, God, and just as it started to oil up past 75, gold past 1,000. Are you going to sit on those positions then?
Yeah, for sure. this is, I mean, you can think a lot about it, and you can, one day and have all these vacillations psychologically, but, you know, this is the time to, you know, to play ping pong, to, you know, pick up, you know, get involved in model making or something ridiculous. I mean, this is the time where you make money, where the trend develops. And so there's really not a lot to do with it. I mean, oil looks higher, gold looks higher, currencies look weaker, all for the reasons that we talked about before. I mean, you've got huge wage disparities. I don't know how that inevitably resolves itself. It may resolve itself in some type of a global currency crisis. And then if the global currency crisis unfolds, then inevitably you get, an alignment under a global world government, a new global currency, and a new world order. So we may be moving towards that.
Talk to us a little bit more about this currency crisis you see erupting. What does that assume about what's going to happen to the dollar?
Well, it assumes that the dollar will utterly get destroyed and become virtually worthless. You know, we have a combined... Well, I mean, here's what we know. We know that if you can produce something, that this game that we have going on in the United States and on a planetary basis cannot perpetuate itself forever. We've got a $65 trillion negative net worth. We cannot possibly meet with our health care costs and our indulgent society, which we'd have in the United States. We can't put that against the unit labor cost of a China that can produce something at $1 an hour versus $24 an hour with health benefits and, you know, all that that's built into there. So how does that inevitably resolve itself? Well, we're seeing it resolve itself.
So you're saying the U.S. needs a softer, weaker, more competitive dollar, partly because of this whole wage disparity. But then again, overnight we had the productivity numbers out, 9.5%. I mean, that makes up for a lot, although at that kind of rate is probably not sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
Okay.
It's a great number.
He's with us next hour. Good job on the producers getting him on, by the way. Let's talk Turkey. Let's talk about what's really going on here. More than anything, the Green Revolution is about distracting the population's legitimate concern for real environmental problems like overfishing, cross-species genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, to distract public attention away from real problems the globalists are causing, predominantly, off into allowing them to tax carbon dioxide and other life-giving gases that are part of our atmosphere. Every major study shows we're actually at a very low point for carbon dioxide in the last 200,000 years. Plants grow faster, live longer, are healthier, put off more oxygen. We're at a low oxygen point, one of the lowest levels ever recorded. They can go back to ice samples, 200,000+ years old. Oxygen has been as much as twice as prevalent in the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide, 14 times higher. Humans live longer, are healthier. They've done long-term tests on rodents in higher oxygen controlled environments where they live their lives out in higher oxygen. They live longer, have less disease. The Earth is low on oxygen. We need more. We're on a planetoid flying through space. Think of the atmosphere as the skin on a apple. It's thinner than the skin of an apple per capita in a side-by-side comparison. The atmosphere is thinner than the skin of an apple. We are these little creatures that live in these little valleys on the surface of the planet where there's oxygen. When we go up in the mountains, we have trouble breathing. You go up 12,000 feet, most people start getting irritable, having nightmares, getting exhausted. You go up to 15, 16, 17,000 feet, most people get altitude sickness and will die. We live in this very thin little biosphere, and plants breathe carbon dioxide, and we breathe oxygen. Look, you're saying, what does this have to do with world government? The globalists control the world's fiat currencies. They use the imperial U.S. and British military to enforce that nations accept the private takeover of the central banks of their nations. If you don't, you get overthrown. They took over here in 1913. They are in the final phase now of using up the dollar as the world reserve currency. For the last 50-plus years of the dollar being the world currency, the globalists have used it to buy up shipping ports, roads, mines, governments, media, the private group of families that own the issuance of currency and credit. They own it all. They own all the big assets. Now they want your house, your farm, your ranch, your very livelihood. So they admit through globalism they've deindustrialized the West. They've moved it to China that they've made a deal with, David Rockefeller, 1973. Sent George W. Bush, CIA director, over there to be ambassador to China. They formed this agreement, this deal. Now the president, Obama's bad-mouthing the U.S., saying we're not good for industry and business. China's the place to move. I played that clip earlier. In fact, cue that back up again, the Obama clip. Thank you. He's been giving this speech for at least a year and a half. This clip's from the campaign trail that's coming up. I heard him say it again yesterday in China. They've moved all their assets offshore. Now they want to implode the economy to get what's left. That's why they've staged terror attacks as the smokescreen to put militarized police and military on the streets and start the spying on the citizens and the tracking and tracing electronically. Now they're bringing in a world ID card that'll be a national ID card and subdivisions that everything you buy, sell, and do in the name of carbon credits and national sales tax will be registered on. You won't be able to use cash unless you swipe the card. It will be accessed with a thumbprint and a digital face scan. This is already UN treaty 9 years ago. Now you see it all being announced. Oh, California, you're going to have a card to buy and sell with your carbon credits. Oregon, New York, oh, England, oh, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Japan. It's global government. They're going to bypass cashless society completely. There's not going to be any new global currency. You're going to have regional currencies run by them that still have a local look, but it's all standardized and set by the New World Order. This is all stated. And you can go to any ATM or machine. It'll kick out the local creds for your district because they want to track where that money's going. And your name's going to be attached in the history of that money off its digital stripe. And they can fully control the economy, shut down the black market, because the globalists want to bankrupt you and drive you onto welfare and government institutionalization. They want you dependent. But they know that bringing in this system is going to create a giant black market. You engage in paying your neighbor in barter, you're going to jail. You have a bazaar, or you have a flea market, or you have a sale, a garage sale, you're going to jail. You try to sell plants, Christmas trees on the side of the road, firewood, already in the European Union, you go to jail in many areas. In Germany, to cut a tree on your property, you've got to get a special license for each tree and get it approved. That's going worldwide. You want to be a feudal serf? You want to understand what you're going to live like? Go get Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm sure you got old ones in the garage or attic. Get the F's and look up feudalism. Get the S. Pull out the S book and read serfdom. That's exactly what we're all living under. You got me. You're going to be a sharecropping slave. A sharecropper's worse than a regular slave. If you read U.S. history, it was worse a lot of times to be a poor white sharecropper than even be a black slave. Because the slave owners, at least by law, supposedly had to feed their slaves. Not a sharecropper. You could starve to death. Quite a few families, kids starved to death, their ribs sticking out of their sides, because they had to live and pay everything to the company store. I owe my soul to the company store. And when they ended the horrible practice of black slavery in the U.S., they just made them sharecroppers. And they were, many blacks pointed out, they were worse off. Out of the frying pan into the oven. So the new global currency is going to be in carbon credits. Carbon. Just like we got the Federal Reserve Act, you have to have the taxing mechanism for a new system. So the Federal Reserve took over in 1913. That same year, we got the 16th Amendment for the private IRS to collect money for the private Federal Reserve. You notice you write your checks to the Federal Reserve when you pay your income tax. Did you notice that? Well, now they're creating the open world government, and it's going to tax oil at the wellhead, all beef, all mutton, all sheep, all fish, all pork, all poultry, all rubber, all plastic, all roads, all cars, all children, all television sets. Everything will have a carbon credit. It's already going in menus in Europe and Japan. And the locals get a cut. The county gets a cut. The state gets a cut. The feds get a cut. But under international law, the UN gets the biggest cut, along with the private banks that launder the money. This is the new currency. And to bring this new system in, they've got to first bankrupt this country in the dollar. And so the big banks have taken the hundreds of trillions, $23.7 trillion just last year in the U.S. alone, and they've bought up real assets. See, when they get the money, it still has the value. And then they devalue it and send it out to you, and you're paid in devalued money. Now, I'm hearing Yuppie Radio and Mainline TV everywhere say gold, gold is the way to go. Everybody get into gold. I've been warning you for years that as soon as it went above 1,000, the yuppies were going to figure out it was the investment. And then that was going to cause a shortage, and now it's all over the news. Barrick shuts hedge book as world gold supply runs out. I have another article from MSNBC. There's another story up on Kitco. In fact, I thought I printed it, guys, and I don't see it. Go to Kitco.com, and like the third story down says gold supplies in South Africa overestimated by 90%. Suddenly, South Africa got its bluff called in the hedge funds. And they go, oh, sorry, we didn't have that gold we said we had. It is now red-level insanity. Right as the rush starts, what the anti-gold trust group of gold mines suing the private Federal Reserve and the IMF for artificially suppressing the price of gold, saying there wasn't that much gold, it should be a lot more. Now it's all happening. And I want to bring up for the next few minutes Ted Anderson to talk about this. Ted, dollar falls, sending gold to record high, $1,133.20 today. I mean, this is getting insane, Ted Anderson.
Well, I know, and I know you printed that off, Alex, but it's gone up all the way up past 1,141 since you printed it. So,
oh my gosh,
it's much higher than that. I mean, all this morning, I've been working on trying to put together a national campaign for your video, Fall of the Republic. I think it's that important for people to have. And I've got my brokers knocking on my door saying, hey, what are we going to do for a special today? We got people that want to buy this stuff. And I'm like scratching my head. Finally, I had to throw up my arms. I said, just give them Friday's prices and I'm going to lose money. That's exactly what's going on right now. The supplies of gold and silver at local gold pawn shops and jewelry stores and you name it, it's all bought up. There's very little left out there at all. The supply of coins is shrinking up, and here we have, you know, what I would consider the beginnings of a feeding frenzy, like you said, coming from the yuppie population, which is, you know, obviously going to drive premiums up in gold and silver coins. You know, I just feel fortunate enough to be able to have opportunities every now and then to buy when the price ticks back. It's been so hard for me to hold prices down. Alex, I know my prices are going to go up tomorrow. They should be going up today. I should have raised them today. I didn't have time. But I will offer the same deal I did Friday, because I already have to the customers that called that listened to your show all weekend long. I have francs currently right now at 246. I have British sovereigns at 299. That is exactly the same price I had them on Friday, even though gold has gone up from the $1,118 mark now to $1,141. I also have some supplies, and I got to say it's short. We have Eagles, Maple Leafs. We have some of the we just had a whole long plethora of different things sitting back there in the safe. And I just suggest that you call in if you're looking for gold and silver at this time. We have old $20 gold pieces, tens, that kind of stuff. Many of those things are still priced even below that $1,000 level, just because they've been sitting around in inventory. We haven't had a chance to catch up.
Let's be clear. Almost everybody else is sold out or running low, giant premiums. You are now running out of gold. You bought in the market before it was $1,000 an ounce. It's now at $1,140. Ted, you have never, never, never in buying low, selling when it's high at the lower price, changing the rules of gold and silver investment, you have never offered anything $100 under what the market was. You're saying you're offering gold at that you priced into the market $140+ below what it is now. I mean, that is absolutely the best deal by at least $40+ you have ever offered here. People are out of their minds, nuts. You were nuts when it was $260 and I said buy it. You were nuts when you didn't buy it at $300. You were nuts when I said buy it at $400. You were nuts when I said buy it at $500. You were nuts not to buy it when I said buy it at $600. You were nuts when you didn't buy it when I said buy it at $700. You were nuts when you didn't buy it when I said buy it at $800. You were nuts when you didn't buy it when it was $900 and I said buy it. You were nuts when it was $1,000 and you didn't buy it. You were nuts when it was $1,100 and I said buy it and you didn't buy it. And now you're completely out of your minds if you don't take advantage of this super good, off the charts, awesome deal that Ted Anderson is offering, 800-686-2237. I know there's no way Ted's holding this deal past tonight at midnight. Correct, Ted?
No, I need to change my prices today, but I won't be able to now. It'll have to go on tomorrow. So the prices will be higher, Alex. They will be higher. Gold has just run over $1,140. I can't
hold it. All-time record high. 1-800-686-2237. They're there right now to take your order, whether it's one coin or 1,000. Pelham, it's the Alex Jones special. You won't get it. This is an insanely, insanely good deal. 800-686-2237. I want to go over some gold shortage news with you briefly on the other side. Then our guest is coming up. More calls. Huge news blitzes today. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going live at the second segment of the next hour, simulcasting a live radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's a report. I got this from Kitco and MSNBC. South African gold on final death watch as top-grade scientists finds residual gold is more than 90% less than claimed. Research shows that production rates should fall permanently below 100 tons a year within the coming decade. That dovetails with global gold supplies reported on in that headline of the London Telegraph. Barrick shuts hedge book on world's gold supply as it runs out. Global gold production is in terminal decline despite record prices and Herculean efforts by mining companies to discover fresh sources of ore in remote spots, according to the world's top producer, Barrick Gold of Canada. And you look at the dollar plunging, other commodities going up. It's because the dollar is plunging, but not just the dollar with gold. It's because supplies are at all-time lows. We're seeing one of the biggest, if not biggest, gold rushes in world history right now. And it's very, very, very minuscule chance that in the next few years we're going to see gold drop for any long period of time. All the experts are saying only up, 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 up. And it looks like the globalists, as Ted said 2 weeks ago, have decided to stop trying to suppress it. And it is just shooting up and signifying that they're doing that. Their mainstream media organs, after decades of saying don't buy gold, while the elites were grabbing all the gold they could get at low prices, they're now saying, oh, my gosh, buy gold. So it appears on every level that it's only going to be going up. And even though gold sounds like a lot, to be able to get it in the market at $1,000 an ounce, that's $140 less than the market is right now. It's going to be a good deal in a month. In fact, my whole crew was in there going, man, I heard Alex 5-6 years ago when it was $300 saying getting it. I wish we'd have listened to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I know basic economics, and Ron Paul has a doctorate in it, and I go off what he says and all the other experts we talk to. I mean, look, I only pitch what I believe in. I believe in the Second Amendment. I don't sell guns, but I say you should get them. I believe in gold, and the parent company has great prices, minus resources, so I promote it. Ted supports me. Ted's going to run ads nationwide for Fall of the Republic. I can't afford to do that. He's getting ready to do it. People think they have caught us in something. No, when we run national ads, we know everyone hears them. That's the point. The whole point is we are going after Limbaugh's audience. We are going after Hannity's audience. We are trying to recruit people who've been in the dark. That's the whole point, is winning the ball game against the New World Order. We have the initiative. We're highly motivated. We've studied history. We know that fortune belongs to the bold. We are defenders of the Republic. And Ted is smart. When everybody else isn't buying, when it's low, he buys and then sells at the low price when it's high. That's how Ted Anderson is really becoming a huge market force in all of this. 800-686-2237. Ted, we got a minute left here, and I've been ranting, but bottom line, what do all these indicators say to you 30 years in the business with them saying gold is running out combined with a giant bull market?
Well, I can just tell you this. Right now, people are going to be looking back at $1,100 gold as a really great buy. And that changes. There's a support level that's being formed, probably somewhere around 1,135 is where you'll see it bounce back if it does. But I don't think we're going to even get that because it just keeps blowing through new highs. Right now, what you're talking about with Barrick Gold, they're getting only 3 grams of gold per ton, which they used to get 12. They can't afford to run at those, at that production level anymore. There's just not enough gold to go around even coming out of the mines.
Ted, we got this big guest coming up, but for the next 5 minutes, that short little segment, explain that. They don't just grab nuggets of gold out of mountains anymore. They have to smash up tons and tons of ore just to get a few grams, and that's even running out. This is a perfect storm.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.